On the second Sunday of Lent, Pope Benedict began his day with a visit to the Roman parish of John the Baptist de la Salle, south of the capital. The Holy Father celebrated Mass and met parishioners, including a group of children.
Per me è una grande gioia vedere tanti bambini, allora Roma vive e vivrà anche domani.
He told them to learn about Jesus, the things he did, said, and how he suffered. He also told them to learn about the Church and the sacraments. Sunday the 4th of March is also the Feast of the Transfiguration, and on his return to the Vatican, Pope Benedict focused on this event during his Angelus address.
In today's Gospel, Jesus transfigured and shows his disciples that his passion will lead to the resurrection.
The Pope explained to those gathered in St. Peter's Square that there are essential elements involved when Jesus is transfigured before the apostles. They are the light and the voice, the divine light that shines on the face of Jesus and the voice of the Heavenly Father who speaks to him. The Holy Father went on to say that with the mystery of the Transfiguration, Jesus is being directed toward the fulfillment of his mission, knowing that in order to attain resurrection, he will undergo suffering and death on a cross. The Pope also explained that Jesus takes his friends with him to the mountain because he wants to give them the most intimate experience of this light dwelling in him, so that after this event, he will be their inner light and will be able to protect them from the assaults of darkness. Jesus is the light that never goes out, said Pope Benedict.
Gesù è la lampada che non si spegne mai.
Following the recitation of the Angelus, the Pope spoke to the faithful in a number of languages. In English, the Holy Father expressed the hope that those sacrifices made during Lent would lead people to experience a renewal of the light of Christ. I'm Lydia O'Kane.